Book 5, Chapter 11. Herein is declared what befell the sons of Eli, the ark, and the people, and how Eli himself died miserably. About this time it was that the Philistines made war against the Israelites, and pitched their camp at the city Aphek. Now when the Israelites had expected them a little while, the very next day they joined battle, and the Philistines were conquerors, and slew above 4,000 of the Hebrews, and pursued the rest of their multitude to their camp. So the Hebrews, being afraid of the worst, sent to the senate and to the high priest, and desired that they would bring the ark of God, that by putting themselves in array, when it was present with them, they might be too hard for their enemies, as not reflecting that he who had condemned them to endure such calamities was greater than the ark, and for whose sake it was that this ark came to be honored. So the ark came, and the sons of the high priest with it, having received a charge from their father, that if they pretended to survive the taking of the ark, they should come no more into his presence. For Phinehas officiated already as high priest, his father having resigned his office to him, by reason of his great age. So the Hebrews were full of courage, as supposing that, by the coming of the ark, they should be too hard for their enemies. Their enemies also were greatly concerned, and were afraid of the ark's coming to the Israelites. However, the upshot did not prove agreeable to the expectation of both sides. But when the battle was joined, that victory which the Hebrews expected was gained by the Philistines, and that defeat the Philistines were afraid of, fell to the lot of the Israelites. And therefore they found that they had put their trust in the ark in vain, for they were presently beaten as soon as they came to a close fight with their enemies, and lost about 30,000 men, among whom were the sons of the high priest. But the ark was carried away by the enemies. When the news of this defeat came to Shiloh, with that of the captivity of the ark, for a certain young man, a Benjamite, who was in the action, came as a messenger thither, the whole city was full of lamentations. And Eli the high priest, who sat upon a high throne at one of the gates, heard their mournful cries, and supposed that some strange thing had befallen his family. So he sent for the young man, and when he understood what had happened in the battle, he was not much uneasy as to his sons, or what was told him withal about the army, as having beforehand known by divine revelation that those things would happen, and having himself declared them beforehand. For what sad things come unexpectedly, they distress men the most. But as soon as he heard the ark was carried captive by his enemies, he was very much grieved at it, because it fell out quite differently from what he expected. So he fell down from his throne and died, having in all lived 98 years, and of them retained the government 40. On the same day his son Phinehas's wife died also, as not able to survive the misfortune of her husband, for they told her of her husband's death as she was in labor. However, she bare a son at 7 months, who lived, and to whom they gave the name of Ichabod, which name signifies disgrace, and this because the army received a disgrace at this time. Now Eli was the first of the family of Ithamar, the other son of Aaron, that had the government, for the family of Eleazar officiated as high priest at first, the son still receiving that honor from the father which Eleazar bequeathed to his son Phinehas, after whom Abiezer his son took the honor and delivered it to his son, whose name was Buki, from whom his son Ozi received it, after whom Eli, of whom we have been speaking, had the priesthood, and so he and his posterity until the time of Solomon's reign, but then the posterity of Eleazar resumed it.